Mark Tauscher here. Another episode of Inside Slant. My guest tonight, John Kuhn. John, how are you?
I'm great. Great.
Tell me a little bit about when you're out there and people are yelling your name. It's given that chant. What's that feeling like? Does it stop saying that now? People are going to know I'm getting the ball, or what is the thought process?
Well, you know, it really is just an emotional thing right now, and when they do that, I get that extra boost of energy. So I really love it, especially at away stadiums when they can kind of take over the stadium, really show their presence on an away game. That's a lot of fun.
We've always had fun debates. What's your, the guys in the locker room asked me to say, who are you debating with now? And then also, kind of wanted to get into a couple other things, but who are you debating with now in the locker room?
It's tough. Me and A-Rod like to have a lot of banter back and forth. And, pretty much doesn't matter which stance I take, he'll take the opposite. So that's, it's always a challenge with him.
What have you seen from Aaron from when you first got here to his growth now? What have you seen that has made him continue to grow as a player?
Just his leadership. His leadership is really unbelievable on practice days, on game days, in the film room. I mean, Tuesday's our day off. He's in here longer than anybody else. So he's definitely leading by example. And, to be the leader of the team that he is, everybody's really buying into it.
Who knows more of the playbook, you or him? He's always said, and he's given you a lot of compliments that you, and I'll give John credit, he is a smart football player. Who knows more?
A-Rod. I mean, he's the quarterback of our team. He's the leader of our team. He knows more.
What's made your career? You've had a great, Shippensburg, a great running back, a lot of carries. You're in Pittsburgh, you win a Super Bowl. What's made your career so successful?
You know, I just really think it's, just hitting a grindstone and putting your nose to the floor and really just working your tail off. And, when it comes down to it, I just kind of fell into a great spot here in Green Bay. When I got here, we were a younger team starting to really show some talent. And I just kind of fit in with this offense. And, it was just a great spot for me to fit.
Tell us a little bit about the running game and how it's evolved. Everybody thinks this offense, Aaron Rodgers, the receivers. All of a sudden this year, Eddie Lacy, the running game has stepped up. What has been the big difference this year? Why has it been so successful?
Well, I personally think it's the time that we put in the offseason, the commitment that we had to get the running backs on the same page with the line. It's more of a cohesive run game where everybody is kind of knowing what the other guy is going to do. We're all working together as a team, and there really aren't any weak spots. Everybody's going out there and putting their best foot forward and trying really hard to make the run game successful.
Lastly, your leadership. You started off, you came here as a practice squad guy from Pittsburgh. You've come in here, you've become a leader of this team. How has that evolution happened?
I really just think it's been through time, and it's been through lead by example. I think guys have kind of looked at my longevity here with the Packers, seen how I've kind of been through some tough times here and been through some successful times, and they kind of want to emulate that and follow my lead.